Welcome back. Research in Motion's Playbook debut, as we've been talking about, met with some tepid reviews from some in the tech community. It sent RIM shares down to a five-month low. Now, some business users are reserving judgment until they actually get their tablet in their hands. The Playbook is available April 19th. It's a starting price just shy of $500. Ed Snyder is a managing director with Charter Equity Research. Great to have you with us.
My pleasure.
So let's start with what your review on this thing is. Is it a pick or a pan?
Well, I mean, it's a good offering. I mean, they've done fairly well on the technical specs. They outperform the iPad 2 in some regards and fall short in others. The bigger problem, though, of course, is going to be the operating system. That's what it all comes down to here. Apple's got a very good one, even if their cameras aren't as high as megapixel and even if they don't have as much memory. People like the way it seamlessly connects to all other Apple devices in their ecosystem, and RIM has not shown that ability yet. So you can load up the technical specs, but if your OS isn't really slick, and the first reviews are that it's not that great, you're going to have problems.
And, you know, my understanding is that the operating system is actually one of the key benefits here. A lot of people like the interface, the usability of the device. What they don't like is some of the functionality of you know, it being independent from, or sort of too dependent on the BlackBerry.
Yeah, that's one of the bigger problems here. It really means that RIM can only sell this to folks that have already got the BlackBerry, and because it's targeting the enterprise in the first run, you've got a lot of consumers out there who probably aren't going to pick it up. So it's a multifaceted problem RIM's facing by entering this new market. Tech specs, OS, competition are just a handful of the problems, so it's going to be a bit of a challenge, I think.
So in terms of what RIM's trying to do here, I mean, clearly it almost seems that, I shouldn't say clearly, it seems to me that they're trying to straddle the two markets, that they may actually be not serving their corporate customer as well with this product as they could, and not actually satisfying the consumer needs as well as they could. And so is it going to leave them in this weird nether middle ground where they've wasted a bunch of R&D money?
Yeah, that's a very good question. It's kind of the same problem they're facing on the smartphone. They've already captured the enterprise. Apple's beaten up everybody on the consumer side of the smartphone business, so RIM is trying to straddle that ground too. They have to go after the larger market if this is going to sell and make a big difference in the company revenue line, but they've got to play to the enterprise because that's their native advantage coming out the gate and where they're probably going to be strong. Trying to develop software and applications and specs for both simultaneously is a very big order, especially when you're one of the very few firms out there that's doing your own OS on top of everything else. So I think personally it's going to be exactly that. It's going to be kind of okay in both realms, but not great in either.
But don't they need to be in this space? I mean, the reality is in the last 2 years, the tablet has become an enormous asset. And it's really become something that people are utilizing and adopting. I think it's the future of mobile transactions, mobile utilization. I mean, doesn't RIM have to be here, and actually, doesn't they have time, given their ownership of the corporate, to kind of, you know, play this out and make sure it's done properly over the next 6 to 12 months?
Yeah, I think if they do have an advantage, it's time. One of the nice things that RIM's got that a lot of incumbents don't is a very large installed base of people that are loyal to RIM, enterprise folks, but also, you know, teenagers, BlackBerry Messenger. So they're going to have some time to figure it out. That's an advantage. The difficulty is answering the first part of that question, do they actually have to be in tablets? If you read the headlines, that's what everybody's saying. But if you look at the numbers, that's not necessarily true. The vast majority of revenue and the vast majority of units is still smartphone. It's an enormous market. You're talking 400, 500, 600 million units a year in the next couple of years in a market that's selling well over 1.5 billion units. Tablets, I mean, you're going to sell, what, 15, 20 million Apple will this year? So it gets a lot of press, but in terms of the actual impact to EPS and revenue and profits and cash, which is what they're going to need to keep developing, it's not as important. And the competition in this space for such a small market is very intense. Everybody and their brother is coming out with a tablet now. It's going to be a very hard business to make a lot of money in.
And we talked about a month ago when you lowered your rating from buy to market perform. I've got to say, RIM would probably give their eye teeth for market perform. What's going to get this stock out of the doldrums?
Unfortunately, what's going to get the stock out of the doldrums is for RIM to show a competent, compelling smartphone, something that can take on Apple, something that can even take on some of the stuff that Motorola is starting to show, or Galaxy from Samsung. And that's not happened yet. RIM's several attempts at kind of a state-of-the-art smartphone have kind of fallen flat. So you can work around the margins in tablets, and you can talk about, you know, security, which is very good for these guys. But the blocking and tackling here is going to have to happen in smartphones, and there's not a really strong indication that they've got that handled yet. And until they do, you're probably not going to see this stock work really well.
All right. Ed, good to talk to you as usual.
My pleasure.
Ed Schneider, Managing Director, Charter Equity Research.